don't wait. If poisoning is suspected, act immediately.
Eine Mutter ist besorgt, dass ihre Kleinkinder sich im Garten vergiften könnten und sucht Rat in der Apotheke. Und das auf Englisch. Hätten Sie alle passenden Vokabeln parat? Unsere aktuelle Folge English for PTA hilft bei der Auffrischung englischer Fachbegriffe rund um das Thema Giftpflanzen. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und frischen ganz nebenbei Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Eingelesen haben den Dialog Native Speakerin Jane Funke und ihre Tochter. Jane Funke erstellt gemeinsam mit der Apothekerin Hannelore Gießen seit vielen Jahren schon für uns die Serie English for PTA. Und damit hallo und herzlich willkommen beim PTA-Funk, dem Podcast für PTA und alle, die neugierig sind auf die Arbeit in der öffentlichen Apotheke. Mein Name ist Christoph Niekamp und ich bin Online-Redakteur für unsere Website daspta-magazin.de. Unsere Website mit dem passenden Englischartikel zum Nachlesen ist direkt unter dem Podcast in den Shownotes verlinkt. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören und natürlich liken nicht vergessen. Und nun listen and repeat.
Excuse me, I'd like some advice on dealing with plant poisoning. My twins have just started walking and the garden worries me.
That's understandable. Young children are at risk because the attractive parts like berries and seeds tempt them to taste, especially since they see adults eating plants.
Exactly. Everything goes into their mouths. My sister once got sick from laburnum seeds, and a neighbor nearly died after mistaking death caps for edible mushrooms.
Good reminder. Never assume a plant is safe just because animals eat it. Learn to recognize toxic plants and either remove them or fence them off. Teach children never to eat anything from a plant without asking an adult.
But how can I tell which plants are dangerous?
There's no reliable rule. Bitter taste, unusual smell, milky sap, or red berries may be warning signs, but not always. If you're unsure, avoid them. Some popular cut flowers can be surprisingly toxic in a home setting. Daffodils are a prime example, even the water in the vase. But the most frequent cases of poisoning are caused by mistaking one plant for another.
What symptoms should I watch for?
Common ones include nausea, vomiting, cramps, and diarrhea. Severe cases may involve breathing problems, circulation issues, or seizures. Some plants also cause skin reactions like redness, burning, or blisters on contact.
How quickly do symptoms appear?
Don't wait. If poisoning is suspected, act immediately. For skin contact, rinse thoroughly with water. If ingested, remove plant remnants from the mouth and keep them for identification. Call a poison center or emergency services at once.
Would it be okay for them to drink milk?
Under no circumstances should milk be given. It would make it easier for the toxin to be absorbed by the body.
Should I induce vomiting?
No, that risks choking. Salt water is also unsafe. Nor should you apply activated charcoal without consulting an expert.
What information will doctors need?
If possible, the plant, the part eaten, how much and when. The child's age and weight are also important.
What exactly is a poison center?
In Germany, regional centers offer 24/7 advice for suspected poisoning. Save their number. There are also apps that help identify plants and connect you directly, but they don't replace medical care.
That's reassuring.
And remember, while most cases involve young children, serious outcomes are rare.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von das PTA-Magazin. Vielen Dank, dass Sie zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Tschüss und bis zum nächsten Mal.